Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around because Kelsey is wanting to know if her husband's concerns about her massage therapy job are legit and valid, or if she can just get him on board with what she does.
We're leaving options for missed connections. It's not just one object of our affection, which is fun.
There's many. pickup lines for Frosty, dude knowledge, also to catch a cheater.
Especially Michelle's story, OMG. Welcome to your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
We're getting some work done on our house, right? And I'm in the car with my daughter yesterday, and I was just kind of like telling her about some of the workers who were over and stuff like that. And she goes, "Will you guys quit spending my Christmas present money on the house?"
I was about really like, is she fiscally responsible? Worried about how much this is costing? Oh, it's Christmas.
Yes, she's definitely worried about how much it's costing.
Absolutely.
Because she feels like she's going to get the short end of the stick.
Sure. It's like, oh, I see.
Hey.
It's going to be light on the presents this year because mom and dad had to do work on the house.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, your present this year is getting to live in a more updated house.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't
all,
that wonderful?
But isn't that what you wanted? Isn't that what you wanted? Yeah, 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 yeah. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, you know.
Bless her heart.
I know, right? I mean, the feelings are real. The feelings are real this time of year.
But listen, Santa is not renovating our house. Santa, if
you're right, I should have used that line.
You receive.
I should have said, line. "Look,
yeah,
Santa's definitely not writing the check."
Exactly.
He's got his own stuff to deal with.
It's like, you know what? Have you sent your list?
Have you sent your
Wouldn't you
list?
Go upstairs and don't worry your little head? Write your little list. Send it to Santa.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you should do. That's what you should do.
Pat, pat, pat on the head. So great.
She looks over at me with
side eye.
And this stare, right, right.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'll tell you, if you win the Powerball jackpot, it'd be a good Christmas for everyone.
Was it
$930 million.
Seriously, already?
Yeah.
Nope. I feel like we were just
there.
Was it Mega Millions?
Yeah, it was just shy of a billion. But Powerball, yeah, up to 930. Nobody won on Monday, so.
Well, there you go.
If you're the gambling type,
if that's your retirement plan.
One day I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit it.
Yeah.
And then I can retire.
Just don't forget to buy the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going down. I think
is the next drawing tonight?
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, on the way home or on the way to work.
I say this.
I know you never do. We do.
How's it paid out for you?
So far, still waiting.
Okay. I always think it's funny that, you know, whenever we see that someone hit the Powerball, but it's in another state. We weren't close to it.
Right.
Even though it's just numbers.
We weren't going to win anyway.
Yeah, because it was in a different state.
Yeah.
But it's just numbers, and it could have been any numbers, you know.
Well, it's even worse if someone does hit in the area.
Yeah.
And maybe it's even close by where you live.
Because you feel close, and you're like, ooh,
yes.
It was right there.
Yes, it was within grasp.
It was within grasp. It was right there, ready to be spit out of the machine. So,
yeah.
Anyways, if that's your thing. Drawing is tonight, 99.7 DJX. All right, hey, coming up this hour, we're going to see if we can make some local next door and Ring notifications a little spicy.
It's just a little bit more fun. I mean, they look a little mundane when you just read them.
Yeah, you just read them.
Maybe if we just animate it a little bit.
We animate it. We add a fun little music bed.
Some backstory.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. So we get these next door notifications. Maybe if you have a Ring camera, you get the Ring notifications. People just kind of commenting in your neighborhood about things they see. We see them, and we just see if we can spice them up a little bit. By the way, Alex texted us and said, I got a Ring notification last week asking if anyone heard the loud boom. I immediately thought
there it is.
Of you guys.
There's always a loud boom somewhere, and they're going to ask about it.
Let's see if we have one today.
Listen out the gate, though. Who is asking about this to strangers? Any recommendations on where to get a Brazilian wax?
Oh.
No!
Oh, wow.
No, sir. That's too personal.
I just want to make sure it's done right.
Oh, good. It's a very sensitive area.
Can we make it spicy? To the person who left an entire rotisserie chicken on my porch in J-Town.
What?
Should I thank you? My dog believes he's king of this subdivision.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, tasty little treat.
Someone is leaving rotisserie chickens.
Sounds tasty. More recommendations needed. Where in this town can a girl get a balloon arch?
Just get her a balloon arch, for goodness sakes.
All right. She's probably having a party.
Where
needs to know.
Where in this town?
Can you recommend?
Can we make it spicy? These are the next door and Ring notifications that we get. I got a fresh cut tree. Kept it outside to breathe. To the person who decided to act like the Grinch and take it, I hope you get sap on your hands.
Oh, theft in the neighborhood.
Oh, there's always theft.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. Is anyone missing a goat?
Is that it?
That's it. Sure, please put that out there. I found a goat, and I'm just wondering
anyone missing
where it?
It
lives.
Anyone missing it?
Anybody in the neighborhood missing a goat?
No, Kelly, here you go. Anyone else hear that loud boom?
Yeah.
Near Fern Creek.
I feel like all the booms are coming from Fern Creek. Is that a trend? Is that just in my head?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Can we make it spicy?
Now we're throwing some shade.
Oh.
To my neighbor who still has his Halloween skeleton outside wearing a UK hat.
Oh.
Halloween was a month ago.
Oh, my.
I've seen some with Santa hats.
Well,
I've seen some with Santa hats.
Listen, Big Blue Nation needs to make sure people know.
I think there's even one in my neighborhood. Okay. Hilarious.
Can we make it spicy? Just a couple more. I just saw a coyote casually trotting down Hurstbourne.
Oh, wow.
Or I think it was a coyote.
Not sure.
It could have been a dog.
Anybody seen the coyote dog running down Hurstbourne?
Thanks. Could have been a coyote or a dog. Don't know.
And listen, we've got goats that are wandering, and now someone's peacock is on the loose again. It chased my Amazon driver, and now he refuses to deliver at my house.
Mm.
So please come get your peacock.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty upset about that. I've scared off the Amazon driver. We can't have that.
What's up with that?
Well, in some of these neighborhoods that have the animals roaming around, it's probably a little dangerous to leave the snacks on the porch for the delivery drivers like we do. I guess I'm surprised that I haven't seen some animals munching on them.
Listen, you're new to the city, new to Kentucky, and you just happen upon our radio show, welcome. And now you're thinking, oh boy, where did I just move?
There's stereotypes for a reason.
All right, there you go. That's Can We Make It Spicy, the next door and Ring notifications on 99.7 DJX.
What's up coming up on the
band? Yeah, sorry, I'll elaborate.
Please do. It's like, are we learning a new language?
No.
Is this Rosetta Stone? I thought you knew that one.
No, to Australia we go as teenagers, 15 and under, banned from using social media.
Oh,
in the entire country of Australia.
Oh, wow.
They're the first country.
Crikey.
Wow. Yeah, so.
That's aggressive.
They're the first country to do this in the world, to ban all social media for kids 15 and under. So that's like age restrictions on all the majors, you know, Facebook, yeah. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube.
What about Be Real? YouTube? They can't even watch YouTube?
Is anybody doing Be Real?
My daughter is.
Still?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's the one that she's doing. She doesn't do any of the others.
And so I guess over 1 million Facebook and Instagram accounts disappeared overnight.
Oh, wow.
Because of the ban. Yeah. So companies are going to face steep fines if
they find out someone is
they
signing
don't
up.
Deactivate the kids' accounts. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. It's kind
wow.
of a, and now you know, the prime minister is like, hey, this is huge,
yep.
and called it one of the biggest social and cultural changes they've ever faced, which I would have to agree.
Sure.
They're hoping that it makes kids interact with one another.
Sure.
Which again,
I don't think
those are bad things. That's not a bad thing, right?
The problem is that they know what it's like to have it. And
oh,
then
I know.
You take it away.
Yep. I know.
That's tough.
But you know what, kids? Life is full of disappointment.
It is. It is. Well, and our son, he's got Instagram.
Yeah, so
that's it.
Listen, she may be listening, but my daughter, we caught her with a burner TikTok account back in the day. She was maybe 9, 8 years old.
Wow.
She was doing makeup tutorials.
Sure.
So it wasn't anything like crazy.
Right.
But
it's what you can see when you have an account. It's not necessarily what they're posting, but it's what their eyes may find.
And then she was really big in Irish dance.
Yeah.
And so we kind of created an Instagram account for her when she was young. And
to promote the dancing.
And then she got kicked off of that.
Yeah.
Because that was just Instagram doing it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like figuring out that she was under like their age restriction of like 13 or whatever it was.
Interesting. Yeah.
So,
we let Jake have an Instagram account for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were just posting, all right, basketball highlight videos. And that's about it. But
yeah, under 15 now, all social media for Australia. So
Snapchat was the other one.
Oh, Snapchat's
really,
big. Yeah,
really
yeah.
wanted. But you know, that's the thing I'm kind of constantly talking to him about, though, because that's not as easy for parents to monitor.
Well, Snapchat now is just texting. Like
yes.
literally, they use it as texting.
That's exactly what he uses it for, and he's just like just people he knows, and he like sends a picture of half his face, and then there you go.
Yeah. So
like, what is that?
So right now, nothing in America. There's no restrictions in America about that. In the
but
United
now
States.
There's a precedent
but there is
set.
A precedent, and there are countries that are definitely watching this.
Oh yes, they're going to be like, is that a good idea? Is this going to pan out to be a really good idea?
Yeah. Yeah.
And with how volatile young kids' mental health is, I don't think it's a bad thing, just because bullying online is so easy to do.
Did you hear that? Kelly wants to take away your social media.
No, I'm just an advocate for never giving it to them in the first
right,
place. That
right.
way
I mean,
they don't
know
what they're missing.
That genie's out of the bottle. But,
exactly.
But yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody's watching. Everybody's watching Australia.
We've been holding off, you know, for our daughter because she's still just 13. We're like, nope, not yet.
Crikey!
Say, listen, people in Australia can't.
That's right. Story on 99.7 EJX. 6-7.
Why?
It's 99.7 EJX. This is a setting the bar story, by the way, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Which
That's
is,
an example of what not to
know.
Do.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without needing to modify your entire ordering system because of a viral trend, you're doing okay. This, the burger chain In-N-Out, which there are In-N-Outs that maybe in airports, but not really a big chain around here.
Right. It's big out west, isn't it?
Yep.
6-7.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw that video.
Yep.
We have taken 67 out of our system, so whenever we're taking orders, it goes 66 to 68. Because of people like you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, because of people like you.
So literally.
Some little sauce behind the way she said that.
It had a little sauce, yeah. So In-N-Out has yanked 67 from its order lineup because of the trend and people who hang out in the dining area waiting for order 67 to be called.
Thing? Like, I thought that was a one-off video, but is that happening apparently, like, on a regular basis?
It's enough that they're like, you know what? We're skipping it.
Shut up.
We're that skipping
is crazy.
It. Which I'm like, you know what? This is a sliver of time.
Exactly. It's going to be here and gone. And you're getting some fun attention. People are laughing at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks fun. It doesn't look like it's hurting anybody.
Right, right. So
they're just sucking the fun right out of burgers.
I know. Way to go. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without needing to modify your entire ordering system because of a viral trend, 6-7.
Wow. So those of you that are showing up just to hang out and listen for us to call order number 6-7,
I mean,
that's not going to happen.
The same could be done at the DMV.
Sure. Yes.
I mean,
anywhere that you're going to have to say a number 67.
Yep. So that's your setting the bar story. It's those chance encounters with someone you're interested in that fail to turn into something more. It's 99.7 DJX.
How else do you reconnect? Because they could be your soulmate. You do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the universe, we find it, and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, I was the tire tech who got serenaded by you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To the group of carolers who drifted past my tire shop the other day. I'm the guy in the grease-stained jacket awkwardly clutching a lug nut like it was a stress ball. Listen, if I looked intense, it's just my face when I'm trying to process feelings I haven't felt since 2019.
Oh, wow.
Listen, my dating life has been quieter than an idling Prius. So my heart basically rebooted on the spot.
Oh.
Now, there were three of you in the group who short-circuited me in different ways.
Wait a second. There's not just one object of his affection. We've got some choices.
Number one, the dark-haired good girl. You had eyes that could convince a man to rotate his own tires more often. Your voice floated through the air like you'd trained with actual woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures?
Probably the solid one of the group. The dependable one. My type. My kryptonite. My maybe girlfriend?
Wow.
Too much? Yeah, probably too much.
That's a lot of assumptions from one look.
Number two, the sassy blonde. Mm. You were dressed like the cold had personally offended you, and you refused to acknowledge it. Bold choice. I respect that. Were you 50? 60 years old?
Wow.
Immortal? Couldn't tell, but I'm deeply open to wisdom of an older sass-infused queen.
Sass-infused?
You had that sparkle of someone who knows exactly where she left her reading glasses and exactly what she wants from life, and that is hot.
I love the reading glasses. That's great.
Number three, the red-haired goddess. Mm. You. Yes, you.
Yeah.
The one whose voice made me forget how lug nuts even work.
Ooh, nice.
The one whose hair looked like it was spun from volcanic secrets and good storytelling.
Wow.
You had a glint in your eyes that whispered, I've lived, I've loved, and I might own a tarot deck. Honestly, you were wildly out of my league. But shooters shoot, am I right?
Yeah, shooters gonna shoot. For sure. Did he write this with ChatGPT? This is amazing.
If any of you happen to read this, especially you, the mysterious red-haired enchantress, yes, know this. I'm a loyal man with a cat who judges me gently and a job where I can swap out a tire faster than most people can microwave a burrito.
That's talent.
Listen, I haven't dated in half a decade.
We could tell.
But I've still got charm in the tank.
Charm in the tank.
And at least one clean flannel. My shop's open and my heart is on standby.
Wow. All right. Dang. Let's hope that one of the three.
He's shooting his shot for all three.
Preferably redhead goes first.
But he's like, you know what? Any of them.
If that doesn't work out, I can work my way down to the sassy blonde.
Right.
The dependable dark-haired good girl.
Oh, shoot. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. To the tall hero who reached higher than my hopes, woman for man.
Oh, okay.
to the man in earbuds who descended from the heavens, or at least aisle seven, to rescue a tiny human in distress. Hi, it's me.
Oh.
The fun size shopper in the puffer coat that made me look like a cute throw pillow.
Okay.
I was standing there staring up at that bottle of extra virgin olive oil, EVOO, I like to call it. Like it was a forbidden treasure guarded by gravity itself.
Oh, no.
Being barely 5 feet tall means the top shelf is more of a concept than a reachable destination. Then you swept in, silent as a grocery store ninja.
Oh.
Plucked the bottle like it weighed nothing and handed it to me with the precision of someone who definitely alphabetizes their spices.
Okay.
I muttered, thank you. You smiled. And you said, no problem. Happy holidays. Those words hit me right in the soul. Felt like I was in a Hallmark movie.
Sure.
You were tall enough to communicate with ceiling fans.
Yes.
Tall enough to make me consider the logistics of step stools and relationships.
Okay.
Also strong. Very strong. Gym regular kind of strong.
Oh.
That kind of strong says I can lift heavy things like bottles of olive oil.
Like bottles of olive oil.
And also maybe your mood.
Okay.
You looked single. In that mysterious my earbuds aren't hiding a wife kind of way.
Oh, sure, right.
While I was still buffering from the encounter, you vanished.
Oh, no.
No aisle sightings.
No.
No random reappearance near the cereal.
No.
Just gone.
No.
Was I visited by a grocery store guardian angel?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you simply outrun me because I have the stride length of a toddler? It's hard to say.
The stride length of a toddler.
If you somehow see this, I'd love to make you pasta with the olive oil you valiantly retrieved. It's extra virgin. I am not.
Wow! Oh,
the sass of that last little line. Wow.
There was intention.
Winky face.
There was intention. All right. So whether you're the tire tech, just shoot your shot.
He's got options.
Yeah, just shoot your shot.
Yes.
Or you're looking for that tall hero.
The grocery store ninja.
Yep. It could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. She knows where to find him, though.
She does.
Just head back to the grocery store.
So Kelsey's husband has basically told her to choose him or her career. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, I'm so frustrated, and honestly, I don't know what to do. I've been a massage therapist for years.
Okay.
This is my career, my passion, something I'm really good at.
Okay.
I make great money, my clients love me, and I genuinely enjoy helping people feel better.
Love that.
Here's my problem. I'm married. Recently, my husband told me I need to quit my job.
Okay.
He basically gave me an ultimatum, either him or my career. He said he's uncomfortable with me working with male clients, even though he knew what I did when we met.
Okay.
I work mostly out of the house, and yes, he sees my clients occasionally, but that's not a regular thing. And now that he's just lost his job, he sees them a lot more often. I'm feeling blindsided and honestly a little betrayed. I can't understand why this is suddenly an issue for him when it was never a problem before. I love him, but I also love my career and I don't want to give it up. So how do I get him to understand that's my job and it isn't a threat? And how do I get him on board without giving up what I love? That's tough because I get that he could feel uncomfortable with her, like, rubbing on another guy. It's like a personal kind of a, it's a unique job.
Sure.
However, there's got to be a basic trust level in a relationship.
Yeah, this
like
is
it's clinical.
Business client, right?
It's like if your husband is a gynecologist. That's a pretty personal kind of job, right?
Now, what does that do?
I'll draw you a diagram later.
Can you point to everything? That'd be great.
But it's kind of the same thing, right? Like, is a wife going to like demand her husband stop being a gynecologist because what he's got to look
because
at?
Because what you've got to be around and
right.
But if anything, I'd think that gynecological like services and the people who perform them, you got to compartmentalize.
It's
because
clinical.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's kind of what she's saying is like, listen, when I, my massage clients, it's like, that's my job. It's clinical.
Yeah.
There's nothing like romantic about it.
Right. Right. It's not like I'm putting candles and.
Well, she might have candles and nice music. Nice spa like.
Listen, I just.
When you go and get a massage, I kind of like that. It's soothing.
I have my wife for our anniversary got me a massage.
Oh.
I haven't booked it yet.
Okay. Have you had one before?
No. And
you've never experienced a massage before ever?
Because Kelly, my pain threshold is very low.
Oh, you're right.
And I get made fun of by my daughter and my wife about.
They're rubbing your calf. You couldn't handle it. You were coming
just
off
the other day. They were digging into my calf.
They
I'm a runner.
And
they took a picture of me flailing around and sent it up in the group chat. And we're like, ha ha, look at that.
You probably then have some anxiety with an absolute stranger rubbing on you, right?
So I would probably like, and so my wife even asked, she was like, would you want a male or a female to give you a massage?
Request it. Sure.
And I don't know. Probably.
Then you're like, what's the right answer here?
Probably.
Is it weird if I ask for a guy?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like
maybe I want firm hands.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I think the gentle touch of a female. Right,
yes.
Exactly.
You,
because
listen, you tell her Swedish. That is supposed to be the more relaxing, less deep tissue. You do not want a deep tissue, sir.
Yeah, because
that's pain.
Look, they even went so far as to my daughter would then do what she was doing to me to my wife, and my wife's like, "That's what you were doing?"
Oh no!
And I'm like. I feel attacked. We're off subject.
We took a little side street.
My idea of a massage, it sounds terrifying, apparently, because...
I'm gonna bring us back, though. I'm going to bring us back with my gynecologist analogy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the lane she
I've
goes
never
like,
been to a gynecologist
well,
either.
I'm going to say, I'm going to suggest to her, maybe we give him perspective by like, okay, let's pretend, you know, you're a gynecologist, right? Would I demand that you quit your career because of what that entails? No.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this sort of ultimatum? And tell us the story and how you got out of it or how you got your partner on board. All right.
Yes. Because
I think that's what she's wanting.
Never seem to work out well for either.
It doesn't sound like she wants to like. End the relationship.
Right.
She just wants to get him on board.
But the one laying down the ultimatum looks very controlling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good for either side.
Like, listen, buddy, I'm the one who's bringing in money right now.
Exactly. So let's figure out, we got to find a happy medium so he feels more comfortable and she can continue doing what she loves.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
And then we'll help Ben feel more
Thank
comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I know, my...
It's going to be all right, buddy. You're going to love it. It could be life-changing.
Okay. If you want to see a grown adult cry,
you didn't handle laser hair removal very well.
I know! Oh. My skin threshold, my pain threshold, I'm a redhead. That's a thing. Redheads, pain, okay, anyways.
We'll
all right, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way. All right, so our listener, Kelsey, her husband has given her an ultimatum. She's a massage therapist, said, hey, I don't like you rubbing on guys. You need to quit your job. Oh, by the way, I don't have a job either.
Yes, that is a valid point. So many people are pointing out, Trina says on text, sounds like your husband needs to grow up and act like an adult, not a 14-year-old boy, especially since he lost his job. What does he want y'all to do? Just have no income? How does that work? Stand your ground. If he wants to leave, he can, but quitting your job... because he's immature, is not an option.
Amy.
That is a him problem.
Mm.
If he lost his job,
yeah.
You keep yours and send his ass to therapy.
Okay.
He needs
right.
to get over it
okay.
and figure out what's going on within him.
Oh.
Because you do not change your entire life just because he's feeling insecure.
Okay.
And tell him to go get a job ASAP.
Wow, she just mommed you.
She just laid it down.
She just mommed you.
Just laid it down.
I did get a text suggestion from my sister-in-law who said, you need to get a massage from the listener we are helping and give the husband a talking to when you're there.
Oh, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, so Kelsey.
He's going to need a gentle touch. I
don't know if I can handle it because my pain threshold is so low.
By the way, Alicia is rolling in to give you support on that, saying redheads do feel pain more intensely.
I'm being heard.
We handle chronic pain better, but acute pain absolutely takes us out. We also need more anesthesia and medication to relieve pain.
Yes.
Do you feel seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. Being a ginger has its benefits.
Yes.
I mean, we're amazing people.
Yes. I'm also going to compliment you on your talent for being able to veer always away from the subject of our group therapy and take it to you.
Thank you. Listen, I don't go to therapy. I use this show as my therapy.
It's a two-for-one deal. We get to help out our listeners.
Maybe I should also go to therapy, but this is what I'm doing now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the thing. It's other people texting, it's a job. It's not like she's providing.
A lot of people are going,
services.
What type of massage do you think she's doing?
Right. You know what? There's like sports massage. There's lots of different things to like work out. Listen, that has literally been the biggest thing that has helped me recover from my 50,000 accidents.
Yeah, you're a menace on the roads.
Not a menace. I've been hit. Anyway, it has caused chronic pain in my shoulder and neck. And the biggest thing is like cupping, dry needling, and deep tissue massage is the only thing that like gives me relief. And so maybe if she just frames it like, this is my work. This is what I get to do. I'm literally helping people feel better that are suffering from this muscular pain, which can really be, you know, a problem in people's lives.
Mm. Sydney rolls in and says, huge fan of group therapy. Feel like there's some other issue going on with him and why he doesn't trust her. So couples therapy, probably a good idea.
Yes.
Benefit. Look, I don't think she's ready to cut and run from the relationship. A lot of people are like, yo, this is controlling. You need to just get out.
Right. But I think if we get in front of a trained professional and we really get to the root of why he's feeling insecure about it. Before it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, didn't seem to be a thing.
I know it's probably has a lot to do with the fact that he is not able to provide for them as a couple family.
Listen, I don't also appreciate the text messages that say, man up, Ben, I'm a ginger and had natural childbirth with my first kid. Listen, I'm also not a female.
She came in with a like.
Listen, I also
naturally
know that female pain threshold is much higher than men's.
Okay.
And that being a ginger, see, I'm at a loss.
Oh.
I'm at a handicap. My daughter Zoe tried to do that deep tissue massage and I was crying on the couch.
Yeah.
I was screaming yes.
Well, just maybe tell your massage therapist that part. Just so that they know what they're dealing with when you sign up for your first massage.
Yeah, my wife gifted me a massage for our anniversary.
I think
I'm terrified to use it.
You have got to get the fear out of your brain. Like, you're going into this with your trauma from Zoe.
And my wife.
Shaming you in your life. You need to like clear that out, and you need to go into this saying, this is going to be the most relaxing, healing, life-changing experience for me. And I'm going to come out of this a changed man loving massages.
Should I probably. I hope they don't listen to the show. I'm going to walk in. They're going to be like, we know you.
You're going to be marked the moment you walk through the door.
All right. Anyways, are we done?
Bring it back.
What have we done?
Bring it back to Kelsey. We need to maybe get in front of a little, I think, couples counseling would be beneficial because he's got a couple of different things he's working through. He's working through the whole challenge of not having a job right now. Okay. And psychologically, how that's you know, what that's doing to him.
I think that's a big factor.
Yes, that is clouding his judgment on how he's viewing your job. And you guys need to figure out how to approach that.
Mm.
So that he's more, because he's got to get comfortable with your career because you're not quitting. It's what you love.
All right.
And Ben, keep us posted on your massage.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Because we're all invested in that now.
We're all invested.
Although, if there's a way that we could, I know that typically you don't record video of massages, but I kind of do want to. If you could maybe just share
a public event. We'll let people come in and witness it.
Can we live stream it? That'd be great.
No, we're not going to do that. All right, that's group therapy. All right, let's do some dude knowledge. Introduce you to Christy Conis from New Albany. Hi there, Christy.
Hello.
Hi. So Christy's 5'8". She's a brunette, and it's a bookkeeper. And when it comes to her relationship, it's complicated.
I like that. I feel like there could be another group therapy segment
could be.
In the future.
Yeah, I was going to say, just keep our number handy. Okay, Christy.
Got it.
Okay, cool. So it is dude knowledge. All these questions have something to do or guys would typically know. All right.
Okay.
You can always call on Kelly if you need help.
Do you see me glaring a little at you?
Yes.
I feel as though some of your questions don't fall in the category of just general guy knowledge.
Listen.
They do feel kind of specialized.
You're intimidating, though, Kelly. Anytime I have to play something and you're, around, I get nervous because you're, the queen.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said.
Okay, here we go. Question one. In gym terms, Christy, what does an RDL stand for?
Is it a deadlift?
What's the R part?
Romanian?
Yeah, you got it.
Wow!
Yep.
I'm so impressed with you!
Yep, Romanian deadlift. Yeah, there you go. All our gym rats, they know that.
Wow!
All right, Christy, one for one. Here we go. Next one. Dude knowledge. What automaker manufactures the Gladiator, the Compass, and the Wagoneer?
Oh.
Ooh.
I know.
Is that a... I honestly have no clue on that one.
Tag me in.
Okay. I'm tagging Kelly.
That's Jeep, right?
Yep.
Yeah!
Yep, it's Jeep.
I'm done. I'm just going to sit here and look pretty.
Thank you.
Look at that. So far, so good. Two for two. Here we go. Next one, dude knowledge. Josh Allen plays for which professional football team?
The Buffalo Bills.
You got it.
Nice! Slaying the game!
That's right. He's a quarterback. All right. This is a multiple choice question. Question four.
Okay.
Which of these three beers is typically the lightest in color? Is it A, Pilsner, B, Lager, C, Stout?
That one I honestly have no idea about.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, what was the first one?
I said Pilsner, Lager, or Stout.
Okay, I'm going to say Lager, but that's a wild guess.
Is it Pilsner?
It is a Pilsner. Yeah, typically the Pilsner is the lightest beer. So, yeah. Yeah, I think Budweiser's a lager. Pilsner. Anyways, whatever. Pilsner is a lighter beer.
Okay.
I'm typically a lager guy.
Yeah.
But I do like a Pilsner every now and then just because usually they have lower alcohol content and I can slam a few of them.
Great. That's fun insight.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Christy, last question. Harry's
yes.
is an American brand for men that sells what?
Ooh.
You can't answer anymore.
Why?
Shaving products?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
All right. You got it.
Yeah.
Is that 5 for 5?
No, she got one wrong.
Oh,
she got the beer wrong.
She did get the beer wrong.
4 out of 5 correct.
That's pretty great.
I'm telling you, for an It's Complicated relationship, any guy would be happy to know Christy.
Absolutely.
You can hold your own, Christy.
You know what you tell your man to. Yeah.
If it would have been about tequila, I might have known it.
If it would have been about tequila.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, Christy.
We've all got our wheelhouse.
I was going to say, it sounds like if we have a couple margaritas, then Christy's going to be a little bit more fun.
Right. That is great. Right.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. Well, Christy, you've been a delight. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no
well
worries.
Well done. She's the queen.
Yes. She's it. Look at that.
Right?
She feels intimidated
queens
by you.
Queens hanging together.
Queens hanging together. Dude knowledge there on 99.7 DJX. Billboard's top new artist of the year there on 99.7 DJX. Alex
he's having
Warren.
A moment.
Yeah.
And he's only 25.
Well, remember.
Like, he's a young guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and just remember, what was it, last year that we had him out for a new Artist You Should Know show? He came out, he sung some songs.
I kind of really had never heard about him, and then just hearing from everyone that went to his show and then kind of doing a deep dive into kind of how he started being like an influencer.
Yeah.
Living in a house with a bunch of people.
Found his wife. He was homeless for a while.
Yes, he's just got such an interesting,
he's got a great
amazing
story.
Backstory.
Yeah, exactly. So good things for Alex Warren there. Coming from just our little baby show with Alex, just
look
a little hey meet and greet with the listeners
being
and everything.
A part of his little path.
Now he's doing big things, so we like that. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to it. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Wade is a 45-year-old retired canine officer from Frederick Police Department in Maryland, and he now operates a mobile laundromat serving homeless individuals for no charge.
Oh wow.
What a cool next step. He calls it Fresh Step Laundry. Mm-hmm. He encountered a homeless couple who were washing their clothes in a creek during a domestic dispute call when he was still on the job. So he came up with this idea, used donations, personal funds to convert a bus into a full-service laundry facility. It looks kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. And he now follows a regular schedule around his community. He's processed over 2,000 pounds of laundry just in recent weeks.
If you're clean, you just feel better. You know, you feel like a little bit more proud of yourself. And that's the thing. You're doing it to maybe give them a little bit of boost. If having clean clothes can help them just a little bit, then my mission is fulfilled.
Aww.
Absolutely. Yeah. CBS Evening News sent Steve Hartman down to kind of profile the whole story. And it's an incredible idea. Really cool way to kind of start a next chapter after retiring from being a police officer. See the full story at WDJX.com.
Mommy, Daddy's friend came over today. I know.
Just so, saying it like that.
Yeah. So we were talking to a listener who was kind of going through the ringer of that scenario. 4-year-old saying that. She kind of did a little bit of detective work, found out that Daddy's friend
is a she,
has dark hair when she's blonde, and so then tells, you know, her boyfriend who's
I got some new doorbell cameras,
so your girlfriend better go in through the window.
And he kind of was like, I'll tell her.
Yeah. So I mean, that was kind of telling. We don't really have an update per se on that necessarily, but Michelle, you wanted to make a comment about that and then
share your own story.
Good morning. Pertaining to the lady that installed the cameras, believing that her husband cheated, I think she should check her neighbor's cameras to see what kind of car is coming over and to get a description of the lady.
Or even just ask the neighbor. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you see another car coming up and whatever, blah, blah, blah?
Yes, most definitely.
Have you ever, you've never been in this situation, have you?
I did. I was in it years and years ago, and I actually went to Radio Shack and tapped my phone. That's when we had home phones.
Oh, wow.
Waited 2 weeks to listen to it, and then lo and behold, I was going in my car shopping, and I put it in. It was a cassette, and not only did he cheat on the first side of the tape, I stopped, was freaking out, couldn't drive, called my best friend, went to her house. We sat in her RV outside because we had kids inside, and played the other side, and it was two women.
Oh my gosh.
My gosh.
I know. I was like, okay, I called all his friends. Instead of calling him, I took the you know, indirect way to humiliate him even more.
Oh, you let his friends know?
Yes, wow. First and foremost, and had them tell him to get his stuff out immediately before I got home.
Oh, my gosh. You went full detective mode.
I did. I don't know why. I think women are just like that naturally.
I've said this to my wife. And I'm like, there is no way I could, I wouldn't, but there's no way I could get away with anything because she is so dialed in everything. Right, exactly. And you're laughing because you know.
Yes.
So, wow, that is, what a crazy story. Things are good now for you though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That was a couple decades ago.
That was a lifetime ago. Yeah.
Yes. But I still wish her the best of luck, the lady that is, you know, in mention.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna find out what she already knows but doesn't want to find out.
Right. Unfortunately, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Michelle. Well, I appreciate you, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for speaking with me. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Detective Michelle.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack
bugged
Michelle.
Her own phone.
Wow.
That harkens back to you, like, listening in on three-way.
Yes, I was inadvertently part of a sting operation that I did not set up, but I agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the wildest thing, but yeah, three-way
calling. The other woman called you
and
is like, hey, I think we've got the same boyfriend.
Yeah, and she goes, hang on a second. And then I was like, what's going on? And the next thing I know, I'm listening to her talk to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And just sat there and heard it all.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How else did you catch, you know, cheater?
Technology. Well,
technology
will do you in.
That's going to do you in for sure. We got a message from Kelsey we'll share coming up. Look, every relationship that doesn't work out, you learn something from, right?
Absolutely.
So when the right person comes along, then you have all those tools in your toolbox that you can use and hopefully have a successful relationship.
Well, sometimes you find out that person is not your person in a really jarring kind of way. Like Kelsey. Guys, I found out I was being cheated on when I was in basic training.
Oh.
And the way I found out was with my friend printing out a picture, sent me a letter. I wondered why my boyfriend wasn't sending me letters, and then I found out he was hooking up with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Literally a picture of him walking out of a restaurant with his ex, and he was holding the door for her. He never held the door for me.
That stings.
That hurts.
That's like, you know, trying to get back with the ex. You're like, here, I've learned. I'm doing things now
while
that I haven't done
she
before.
She was serving our country.
Kelsey, that's...
Oh, that is the lowest of the low.
He did you wrong.
Oh, Michelle from Valley Station's got a story, too.
Yeah.
I hit star 69 after my husband was on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I could tell he was talking to a female, so after he left, I hit star 69. Found out he had another girlfriend. He had told her that we were divorced for 2 years, and I was the reason.
Kelly K was the reason?
Michelle from Valley Station. Michelle was the reason.
What, Kelly K was the reason? Wow, Kelly. There's layers to you that I need to uncover here. After all these years. Wow.
He said Michelle was the reason that they broke up.
Wow,
oh,
that's intense.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, there's a couple good stories there.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. But yes, we will try to follow up with our listener, Daddy's Friend listener, you know, when we can, when we know more. But yeah.
Hopefully she's doing her due diligence.
That's right.
She's in the researching phase.
Yep. Ever wondered what Frosty's game was with the ladies?
I never have.
Okay. It's about time you start thinking about that.
Okay.
So we thought it might be fun to dive down some of the pickup lines that Frosty may toss.
Why not?
To another snow person.
Start us off with an example.
Hey, if you're cold, I can lend you my scarf. But fair warning, I look even better without it.
Besides a hat, that's pretty much his only piece of clothing, right?
That's right.
Like, Frosty's not wearing pants.
No.
You must be the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because one look at you, and suddenly I'm willing to risk everything just to get closer.
Come on now. Pickup lines Frosty could deliver.
Uh-huh.
I may be made of snow, but trust me, I know how to keep things nice and steamy.
Stop it right now, Frosty. Stop talking. Listen, this is all I really need to hear from you is happy birthday. That's all Frosty says, right?
Listen, how do you think Frosty gets companionship if not for pickup lines?
He just likes to go sledding with the kids. I only come around once a year.
Mm.
But for you, I'd stick around long enough to make it a very white Christmas.
Okay, that was kind of lame.
I don't think I'd get that one.
Mind if I tip my magic hat?
Oh.
It usually makes me come to life. But tonight, I'm hoping you will.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't know.
Frosty!
I don't know about this, Frosty.
We'll do a couple more. Frosty's pickup lines.
Careful. Stare into my coal eyes too long, and I might start to naughty list myself.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means either. That was kind of funny.
Delart. The Frosty pickup lines. The large carrot on my nose isn't my only impressive trait.
Okay, stop. I don't... What?
What is he inferring?
I don't know.
What are you saying, Frosty?
Happening?
All right, one more.
What?
Frosty's pickup lines, his game.
By the way, this is a very niche, targeted segment here. It's just literally dating lines, dating tips for snowmen.
I mean,
that's what we're spending time here on.
We're not kink shaming.
Okay. All right. I've got a corn cob pipe.
Uh huh.
A button nose.
Uh huh. Say it, Kelly.
And one more surprise if you want to help me build something later.
Oh my God.
What are we building? What are we building?
Corn cob pipe, button nose,
what
and something
are we
else.
Building?
And something else.
We're not talking about Little Frosty. We're not.
All right.
We're not. We're not.
And there it is.
Let's get out of this right now.
Frosty's pickup lines.
No.
On 99.7 DJX.
No, sir. You've just ruined that cartoon for me, by the way. Forever.
It's 99.7 DJX. By the way, we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
A 9-year-old boy in Iowa named Colton ended up becoming a hero in the most unexpected way.
Okay.
Because he took time to shovel snow from around a fire hydrant near his house last week.
Oh, wow.
That paid off literally the next day when there was a house fire on the same block.
Oh.
Here's Colton and a firefighter talking about why that was such a big deal.
I want to help people out and be a hero.
Given the situation, the heavy snowfall recently, time was of the essence. Fire actually doubles in size every minute. So the fact that we didn't have to dig out a fire hydrant saved us an immense amount of time.
So what I want to give you here, buddy, I got a patch for you.
Whoa.
Fire department, and I also have a challenge coin.
Oh, that's very cool.
How cool is that? He got some gifts from the fire department. And yeah, it's just something like clearing snow away saved them precious time so that they could...
That's cool.
Yeah, fight the fire faster and prevented it from being worse. You can see that full story. We've tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Sam Aguirre Injury Lawyers.
So this is a setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX, which is what, Kelly?
Yeah, it's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to deliver steak, crab, and pot by drone to jail... then you're doing okay.
Efficient.
Listen, how else are they supposed to get in?
Seriously.
Right?
Yeah. From they can't just walk it through the front door.
From CBS.
Corrections officers say a drone dropped off this bag full of contraband into the yard at the Lee Correctional Facility.
Ah, all right.
Okay. So what was inside? Old Bay seasoning, crab legs, a steak, marijuana, and cigarettes.
Oh, it sounds like a party, if you ask me.
The makings of an amazing meal.
I was going to say, I mean, it sounds like a pretty good meal,
yeah.
Right? Right now, the problem is that anybody who knows something about this, like, oh, yeah, that's for Bob. Well, you could get in more trouble. And then also, apparently, drones dropping contraband is a felony.
Well, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but look, creativity though. A.
Sure.
A for creativity.
Also, can we get that recipe?
I know. Old Bay seasoning, some crabs, some steak. I mean, look, they were ready to party.
They were on it.
It was the holiday.
Listen, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to eat well.
Right. Right. Yeah. They're humans.
Sure.
But again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to deliver the steak, crab, Old Bay seasoning, and pot to jail via drone,
mm-hmm.
then you're doing okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, nice try. It's 99.7 EJX. And Taylor, a couple days away from her big Disney
documentary.
Plus
mm-hmm.
documentary. Yep, on 99.7 EJX. So yeah, kicked off. It's 99.7 DJX. Kicked off band, unable to access social media. That is what kids in Australia are now waking up to.
Crikey! Wow, that's got to be jarring, especially if you had accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, this is a thing that. Literally just passed, and a law went into effect that bans all social media for kids 15 and under.
Oof.
First country in the world to do it.
Yeah.
So all eyes are on them from other countries.
They're all like, let's see how this plays out.
How does this work?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So
To be honest, I don't think it's an awful thing. The problem is if they're used to having it and then they take it away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the prime minister supports it, obviously, says it's one of the biggest social and cultural changes they've ever faced.
Yes, kids' mental health is a very, very big thing.
For
sure. You see kids getting younger and younger, you know, making horrific decisions. From poor mental health. Bullying online is so easy to do. Like, little keyboard warriors mm-hmm. can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it can affect kids so deeply whose brains are still developing.
Yeah, so that is Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. And there's going to be fines to those companies if they catch the kids on
if they haven't successfully deleted all of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, look, I remember catching my daughter, my youngest daughter, with a TikTok, a burner TikTok that she was using to do makeup tutorials.
Bless her heart. She is talented, though. I mean, she's very good at doing makeup.
Yeah, yeah. And
she should share that with the world.
But not when
she's nine.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she was like 8 or 9.
It's the other things you can find on TikTok. It's not that you're worried about what your child may be posting, but it's what they have access to.
Right. So all eyes are on Australia to see how that all works. You know, locally, we'll see what happens in America if this goes well. But right now, I mean, look, everybody, all kids are going to figure out a way around it if they truly want to.
Possibly. Because YouTube is one they can't even get on.
And I know.
My daughter loves to watch YouTube shorts.
I know.
Of the makeup. And she's fascinated with these little things where they make miniature stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She loves watching things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of these kids, it's like television.
Yeah.
It's like watching television,
yes.
Right? So social media. Anyways, they're hoping that the kids will actually start interacting with one another as opposed to just being on social media.
Like
which
the
obviously...
olden days when you and I were in school.
Right, exactly.
And we didn't have access to that stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's 99.7 Jack. So yeah, we'll all see... All right, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We had quite the show if you want to catch up on a couple YouTube videos to check out. frosty pickup lines, not like icy pickup lines, but like pickup lines that the beloved character Frosty would deliver.
It's a very niche segment geared toward our snowman
if you're
community.
Not a, listen, if you're not a snowman, it doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. Okay, yeah, right. Kelly disagrees.
If you're single and you're looking for good pickup lines, I don't know if these are going to work for you.
Misconnections, we go to the grocery store and we go to the tire shop. So that's pretty cool. And then really, Kelsey, her situation with her husband who lost a job recently, but is also upset at her job.
Wants her to quit. And she's all like, I was doing this when we got together. Wasn't a problem.
Why is it an issue now? Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of things to kind of weed through there on the podcast and YouTube channels.
Yeah. So if you can't like sit there and listen the entire morning like we can.
Yeah, exactly. We've got options.
You can listen when it's convenient for you. Mm.
All right. There you go. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
Wet Nose Wednesday a little later on this morning.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking to add a furry family member, as many do around the holidays, makes a great present to add to the family. Just don't put them in a box and wrap them up and put them under the tree.
Don't do that. No.
Bring the family. So meet them in person. Might be your match today.
All right. Guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.